Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Chris Florence. And coming up, a shock at Old Trafford.
And Aston Villa win at Old Trafford in the league for the first time since 1983. Chelsea and Arsenal fans celebrate.
Yes, defeat for Manchester United. Chelsea drop points as they stumble to a draw with Everton. And away from the Premier League, we're live in Napier for news of New Zealand's cricketers against Pakistan. First, though, to the English Premier League, where Chelsea extended their lead to 3 points, despite being held to a draw by Everton. Second-place Manchester United fell to a surprise defeat at home against Aston Villa, and Tottenham and Manchester City also dropped points. More details in a moment, but first, a classified check on all the main results in England and Scotland with James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Birmingham City 1, West Ham United 0. Bolton Wanderers 3, Manchester City 3. Burnley 1, Fulham 1. Chelsea 3, Everton 3. Hull City 0, Blackburn Rovers 0. Manchester United 0, Aston Villa 1. Stoke City 2, Wigan Athletic 2. Sunderland 1, Portsmouth 1. Tottenham Hotspur 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Coca-Cola Football League Championship. Barnsley 2, Newcastle United 2. Coventry 3, Peterborough United 2. Doncaster Rovers 1, Bristol City 0. Ipswich Town 3, Blackpool 1. Leicester City 3, Sheffield Wednesday 0. Preston North End 2, Plymouth Argyle 0. Reading 1, Scunthorpe United 1. Sheffield United 2, Crystal Palace 0. Swansea City 0, Nottingham Forest 1. Watford 0, Derby County 1. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Aberdeen 1, Hamilton Academical 2. Hearts and Midlothian 0, Dundee United 0. Kilmarnock 1, Hibernian 1. Motherwell 2, Celtic 3. Rangers 3, St Johnstone 0. St Mirren 1, Falkirk 1.
Let's go first to Old Trafford, where a first-half goal earned Aston Villa a 1-0 victory. That's their first win away to Manchester United since 1983. It means that United fall a point further behind Chelsea in the title race. Villa move up to third. The BBC's Ian Dennis sent this report from Old Trafford.
It's been a long wait, 26 years to be precise, since Aston Villa last triumphed at Old Trafford. Gabriel Agbonlahor scored the only goal after 21 minutes with a header after errant defending by Wes Brown. Manchester United responded with Rooney hitting the underside of the bar, while in the second half, Downing cleared off the line from Vidic, Friedel saved from Berbatov. Dunn, Petrov and Milner were terrific, and as a team, Villa defended extremely well in a thoroughly absorbing contest. Villa go third, United are 3 points off the top.
So, a long-awaited victory at Old Trafford for Villa's supporters. Here's the Aston Villa manager, Martin O'Neill.
Obviously, I'm delighted with the win, delighted with the effort that the team has put in, and I've told them so as well too. But we need to win an awful lot more games. We wouldn't get too carried away with it. It's not me downplaying it. I'm absolutely thrilled that we've won the game. As I said earlier, it does give us that boost of confidence. But when we won the number of games that this football club has won in the last 20 years, then we might have something to boast about.
It was another frustrating day for the league leaders, Chelsea, whose defensive frailties came to the fore yet again in a 3-3 draw at home against Everton. After going behind to a Peter Cech own goal, Nicolas Anelka and Didier Drogba put the hosts 2-1 up. Everton hit back through Yakubu, but another Drogba strike looked set to give Chelsea their first win in 4 games, until Luis Saha's equaliser for David Moyes' side.
If somebody said to me, with the team I've got, I'm coming here and I'm going to draw 3 each, I'd have said, oh, it might not be the case. Might not be. So I think it's got to be for the players today. The job they've done to play against such a good team and experienced players was excellent.
As for Chelsea's boss, Carlo Ancelotti, he was far from happy with his side's result and defensive mistakes.
Today we played 90 minutes with intensity, and for this I am happy, for sure I have. The result was not good, but we don't do nothing. We have to improve on the set plays, because set plays, we conceded 3 goals on the set plays.
Tottenham were beaten 1-0 at home by Wolverhampton Wanderers, their first loss to the Midland side at White Hart Lane since 1973. Kevin Doyle with the third-minute winner to give Harry Redknapp Spurs their third home defeat of the season.
It's different when teams come forward. Once they got the goal, they didn't have to come at us. You know, they could sit in and make it difficult for us. When teams are looking to come at you, then you win possession off and then you can hit them in, on the break into the spaces that they've left. But today that wasn't going to happen because they weren't going to come out. They didn't have to. And you know, that's not being disrespectful to them. They did a great job, and full credit to them.
Sixth place Manchester City trailed three times at Bolton, but scraped a 3-3 draw, one of six draws in the Premier League. Ivan Klasnic scored twice for Bolton, while Carlos Tevez replied with a double for City, who ended with 10 men after Craig Bellamy was shown a red card. In the pick of the day's other league games, Avran Grant's Portsmouth picked up another point with a 1-1 draw at Sunderland. Eunice Covell snatched a stoppage-time equaliser and was then sent off for his goal celebration. Bobby Zamora scored for Fulham away to Burnley. Wade Elliott hit the home side's equaliser in a 1-1 draw. And West Ham fell into the relegation zone, losing 1-0 at in-form Birmingham City. In Spain, Barcelona remained 5 points clear of Real Madrid after both clubs won. Barcelona beat Espanyol 1-0. Real Madrid had a 3-2 win at Valencia. Well, now to cricket. New Zealand are in a commanding position in the third and decisive test against Pakistan in Napier. They stretched their first innings lead well past 200 on the third morning, going to lunch at 466 for 8. News of another good day for the Kiwis so far from Brian Waddle.
Excellent morning session for New Zealand. They added 120 in the two-hour session and take that lead now to 243 with still 2 wickets to be taken. Daniel Vittori was first to go in the morning, out for 134. Southee followed soon after for a duck, but Darryl Tuffy has posted his first test match half-century. He's still there at lunch, 76 not out, along with Ian O'Brien, who's there on 18. Their partnership worth 57 has just added to the misery of the Pakistan side, who once again have dropped too many catches to allow themselves back into this game. 466 for 8 then, a lead of 243, and another entertaining morning session looks likely to continue through the afternoon in hot sunny conditions in Napier. New Zealand 466 for 8 at lunch.
India beat Sri Lanka by 6 wickets in Mohali to level their two-match 2020 international series. India were helped to victory by Yuvraj Singh, who celebrated his birthday smashing an unbeaten 60 from just 25 balls and then took 3 wickets. It's been another eventful day for Tiger Woods as the world number one embarks on an indefinite break from golf to tackle his personal problems. One of his major commercial sponsors, Gillette, announced they'll be limiting the golf star's role in their marketing programs to help protect his privacy. So what now for Woods? Nigel Curry, the communications director of the European Sponsorship Association, says Tiger's absence will have a huge impact on sponsorship deals.
The Tiger Woods brand of 2 weeks ago has gone. He was this squeaky clean, highly professional, brilliant person who, you know, was the model of professionalism, and now he's not looked at in that same light. So the Tiger Woods brand has definitely suffered as a result of all this.
Do you see sponsors pulling out and tournaments possibly disappearing because of all this? Is that how big it could be?
Oh, there will be an impact on golf. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, at the same time, it's a chance for the sport to rebuild itself around, you know, other stars. And there are always other stars coming through. But every sport needs its heroes. And certain really, really standout heroes arrive once in a generation. He was certainly one of those.
Some boxing news, and Vitaly Klitschko retained his WBC World Heavyweight title, winning a unanimous points decision against his American challenger Kevin Johnson in Bern in Switzerland. The 38-year-old Ukrainian was on the offensive throughout the bout, but he couldn't complete his customary knockout, something he's achieved in 37 of his previous 40 fights. It was Johnson's first defeat of his career. A reminder that Manchester United suffered a surprise 1-0 defeat at home to Aston Villa in the English Premier League. It puts Chelsea 3 points clear in the table after their 3-3 draw at home to Everton. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC in London.